Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
George Ross. I am presently an ad personam Jean Monnet chair at the University of Montreal and a visiting professor in the political science department, and I come from the United States. I just retired from Brandeis University in Boston.
Could you tell me about the EU's importance within the global economy?
At present, the EU is incredibly important in the global economy. It is probably the major trading bloc in the world, and it's a larger rich person's market than the United States. It has tremendous influence over the rules of trade in the world. The major challenge would be becoming more competitive in a changing world. And that's where the European Union has probably the more significant set of problems to solve. Europe's great success has been in industrial production, and things are changing with the low-cost labor parts of the world outside taking over manufacturing. And Europe has a huge job of trying to upgrade and invest and change its outlook so that it can trade more on the high end, in the services high end, and it's not quite got its head around how to do that. The European Union is very important in all that, but anything changing in that direction means change in domestic social arrangements, and that's very complicated for people to digest, and the last while has not been good economically in Europe. So in general, that Europe is in the same position, although with different bases, as the United States, faced with the rise of other parts of the world.
What are some of the key things that the European Union at the Brussels level would be looking to do, as opposed to individual member states, to try and address some of the issues connected with the economic and financial crisis?
The larger question is, how do you get out of crisis without a long period of stagnation or decline, and you address the problems that will put you in a better position after the crisis than you would have been before? And Europe was in a difficult position before the crisis, trying to figure out how to cope with the issue of international competitiveness and openness and what position Europe should take in the complex relationships between different regions in the world. Almost everybody has terrible problems with large numbers of young people in the labor market, getting into the labor market, staying in the labor market. A lot of this has to do with labor market rules that could be changed. A lot of it has to do with the fact that the European economy has not been growing fast enough and there's not enough employment. This is a terribly difficult problem.
You've outlined a lot of the problems and concerns within the European Union in terms of the finance and the economics. Is there anything that Europe is doing right at this time which could perhaps assist it in its recovery as it moves forward and tries to reestablish maybe a different position within the global economy?
If you stand far enough back from it, the European Union is one of the real reasons to have hopes for Europe. Europe, in an elementary way, will not get out of this without a high degree of cooperation among different national operations in Europe, and the European Union is the place where that happens. But the European Union has, by and large, been pretty successful at at least making different countries and different heads of state and different politicians and different social groups conscious of the need to think beyond the present and to cooperate in thinking beyond the present.
You outlined a number of financial and economic problems within the EU, or problems which have contributed to the current financial and economic crisis. And I just wondered, is there one particular issue or one particular policy area which you think needs to be a priority to be fixed in order for the recovery to take place?
After the Greek crisis, or the Eurozone crisis, it was more a Eurozone crisis than a Greek crisis, and the crisis itself is not yet over. Without stabilizing and allowing the euro to go forward as a single currency and in a way that inspires faith and confidence among the people who use it, were that not to happen, it would be a terrible blow to Europe in general, not only to the Eurozone. And it's not easy. The economy was buoyant enough to cover up the fact that different countries were playing by different rules. It then involved not only that countries weren't playing by the rules, it also involved the fact that nobody has really breached very well yet, is that the rules weren't properly designed in the first place. which makes it much more complicated, much more easy to correct rules that already exist than it is to invent new rules. But how to generate growth as one of the, in a mature, a set of mature economies, is one of the great mysteries. Among other things, it's going to be difficult to even to confront that issue, because countries are going to have to rebuild their fiscal situations. In different places, including the richest places in Europe, the emergence of, sociologists call this social dualism, although I don't think that's quite accurate, it's more complicated than that, but a lot of poor people who really find themselves disengaged because they know there are very few prospects ahead of them because they're poor and because they're relatively outside of the social institutions that allow people to have access to middle class or interesting and gainful employment in some ways. This is a huge conundrum, but for all of the rich, formerly richest societies, but it's really a challenge for the Europeans at this point. I don't think it's being taken seriously enough, but one of the dangers is that paying off the debts and cutting back the budget deficits, these people will be sacrificed even more, as will social services. And social services are, in many senses, the great strength of the European Union. They always have been.
Thank you very much.